morning we're continuing with Chayodim Kal Dalad Simon Vav. We're talking about the din of Kal Beisha Erva. You mentioned there's a possibility of a difference between a woman who's in person and hearing a woman through recording or through a live transmission like a radio, etc. So Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva about this in the Yubia Amr Chalak Aleph, actually, where he discusses, the first step is, the question is there a requirement, like Kol Be'isha, that the person is familiar with the woman? So I hear a voice which is disembodied, is not connected to the woman at all. Woman is in house A. I don't know who she is. She's singing. And I'm hearing that voice. So is that a problem? Which is the idea that we mentioned, that maybe there's some way to permit multiple women singing together because the sound you're hearing is not really connected to any specific woman. So is there a requirement by Kol Be'isha to make it usur that it's in connection with some specific individual? The Gemara Megillah, in the first parak, Gemara says that there were some women which were extraordinarily beautiful, that even just reacting to the mention of the person's name or their voice, etc., would arouse people. So the Gemara says that Yael, with the wife of Chavra Keni, she's mentioned in the Novi in Sefer Shoftim, the Gemara says Yael Bakarlo, it's with her voice. But the Gemara then qualifies, it's only because Yodo that Umakira, he's familiar with her. The person who was familiar with who Yael was, just hearing her voice, would be enough to cause the person to become aroused. So the Gemara seems to say there's a condition when it comes to Kol. The Kol is only if it's somebody that the person is familiar with. Now, so then he extends this back to the Isser of Kol Be'isha Erva. It's referring to something that the person is familiar with the woman. Then potentially the argument which we're saying now might be valid. The question on Rav Avadya's tshuva is that the Gemara is discussing not the voice of singing, but the voice of her speaking, like the Mershal explains over there. So Rav Avadya himself raises the question. He says, if Yael's speaking voice was extraordinary enough that the person could be affected, but only if he was familiar with who she was, so other women, which is through singing, would be the same thing. That connection is definitely debatable, and there's poskim which disagree with him in that regard. The uniqueness of Yael's kol was so her kol dibur required Yudah Makira, the zemer of a woman, any zemer of any woman would be potentially problematic. And he continues along with on this vein. He brings a second raya. So at the end of the day, that's his approach, but it's a machlokas poskim. And the suggestion of the person should be machmir. Then he moves to the next stage and he says, well, what about in the case where it's not that the person is hearing the woman's voice directly, so the woman is standing behind the wall and he hears the sound of her singing, he doesn't see her, but it's the actual voice of a woman, but rather it's a voice which is coming through a transmission or recording. So he says, obviously, according to his point, that it's only being relevant in the case where he knows who the woman is and he knows what she looks like, and he's hearing her voice in a recording. So he says, in that situation, one should be machmer. So even though once he knows what she looks like, he said, even through just a picture, so one should be machmer and hearing the sound which comes through a recording or transmission. Now, what is the halachic status of the voice that one hears through a transmission or through a recording? Halachically, it's not the voice of the individual at all. Rosh Mazalman has a tshuva where he talks about regards to hearing Kriyas Megillah through a microphone or through Hitzkiah Shifer, through a hearing aid, which is a private microphone that the person has in their ear, which is amplifying the sound. He says that's not considered you're hearing the curl of the shofar or the curl of the Kriyas Megillah. It's a digitized sound which is being created rather than the actual sound. the other hand, it sounds exactly like what a woman would sound like. So is that problematic? So Ravadi assumes that is problematic. Over here, that there actually is an argument the other direction, that it's not the sound of a woman. So if the Isser is L'sikribula Galois Erva, it has to be connected to an Erva. This is not the sound of an Erva at all. If it's because the concern that it could cause hearer, that potentially is an argument that this could cause, potentially, this is a form of way that the sound could cause hearer and would be problematic. We already pointed out, the Mishabura says that really one should be considered about both possibilities. So what we're walking away right now is that the requirement of Yodo Makiro is able to recognize the sound, where the sound is coming from, and know what the woman looks like, is a machlokes on the poskim. Considering the fact that it is a drabon and maybe there's welcome to be mekel, so that might be. However, it seems to be the main consensus of the poskim is to be machmer on such a situation. If it's done through a transmission, there's even more room to be mekel. In a case where the person is not familiar with the woman, in a case where the person is familiar with the woman, Raja is machmer, and there's maybe still welcome to be mekel. Bringing this back to the issue of Zmiris, Bezem will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.